How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Today, we're going to talk about credibility and how to gain it. It's a topic that doesn't get talked about a lot, but it's so important. If you think about it, you only want to do business with people that are credible. You only want to buy products, use services from people that have credibility. You only want to listen to podcasts with people that are credible. So we're going to talk about ways to gain credibility. But before we do, go over to CrossPolitik. There's a bunch of credible people over there. Go become a member, see exclusive content, get discounts on merchandise, see all the great shows that are coming out, and help support us as we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in every area of life. And thank you for sharing the show. Appreciate it. Give us those 5-star reviews, retweet us, comment, tag people on Instagram. That stuff helps us spread the show and get the word out to other people that are passionate about business, that want to grow their career. So do them a favor and share the show. All right. So today, before we get into this credibility thing, I want to talk about the featured scotch of the day. Today, we are drinking the Loglaven 16. I love this scotch with a nice cigar. I don't know if you know this, but Hawaii makes a lot of great cigars. So check out some Hawaiian cigars with some Loglaven 16. It's delicious. It is great for talking business, politics, religion, philosophy, all that good stuff. So check it out. So credibility is a valuable thing that we're talking about. People want to do business with credible people. People want to hire credible people. People want to invest in credible people. They want to promote those people. So what are ways that we can be credible? And the Bible gives a lot of great advice on this as well. So I want to talk about 4 ways to gain credibility. And the first is to speak less than others. Proverbs 10:19 says, "When the words are many, transgression is not lacking. But whoever restrains his lips is prudent." Proverbs 17:28, "Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. He closes his lips and he is deemed intelligent." That is crazy. You can be a complete fool. If you think you're foolish, if you look at your past and you've been a dummy, all you have to do is stop talking and people are going to start thinking you're smarter than you are. That's great news. So just like products and services that are rarer become more valuable, so too are words. I learned this in business school, where the people that talked all the time, people started tuning out, doing other things, listening with one ear, not really paying attention to what they have to say because they are always talking. But then there was those 2 or 3 people, our class sizes are like 10 to 15. There was those 2 or 3 people in the class who would speak up every once in a while, maybe like 3 or 4 times all semester, trimester in my case. And when they spoke, you could hear a pin drop. Everyone stopped what they were doing and wanted to hear what they had to say because they never talk. And they wanted to see what they had to say. And there's almost this implied wisdom about them that they were reserved. And if they were gonna say something now, it was important to be heard. It was important for us to listen to what this person has to say. Opposed to the person, which was me a lot of times, who would talk all through class. Not talk and not participate in class, but would talk with like the professor and ask questions and interact. Those people who talked all the time, those people somehow, what they said just lost value with every word they said. So I love that proverb, is when even a fool is silent, he looks wise, he looks intelligible. So if you want to gain credibility, work on speaking less and listening more. It's amazing what you can learn and what you can observe when you're not the one speaking. And that is a great way to gain credibility. Second way is be someone who takes more blame than is deserved and give more praise than is due. And I think of this as especially true with leaders. When you're looking for someone to follow, if you think about the people that you're willing to follow, how do they act? One of the ways that I notice people that I'm willing to go the extra mile for, the people that I'm trusting with my problems, are the people that I know are taking responsibility, that aren't going to pass the blame, that aren't going to put other people down, that aren't going to throw people under the bus, but they are going to own responsibility and take it on themselves, even when it's not just, even when it's not due, even when it's not deserved. Just like Jesus, he took the responsibility of our sin. And when look for that in a leader, be that leader yourself, the person who takes responsibility more than is deserved, and give more praise than is due. Even when you are responsible for a win, when you are responsible for success, when you are responsible for achieving that goal, when you're the leader of that business, that division, give the praise to the people that are under you. You will win them over. They will respect you. They will give you the credit. They will honor you. I guess that's kind of a weird thing to say for business, but they will think of you as a credible person. They will believe you. When you are willing to take responsibility, when you are willing to give praise more than is due, people are going to look at you as a credible person because they're seeing you as someone who's doing what's right, that you're leading, that you are being a selfless leader. And that is respected in our society. That's respected in our business. And people are going to be able to come to you with their problems when they need solutions. They're going to come to you when there's something wrong in the process of that you're responsible for, because they're going to have confidence that you're not going to throw them under the bus, that they're going to see that you are going to own the mistake. You're going to own the responsibility of that issue and take it on and fix it and be a problem solver. You're not going to just blame them. You're not going to put them down unjustly. And you're going to find that you are going to be credible in their eyes as well. So accept more blame than deserved and give more praise than is due. Third point, admit when you're wrong and be able to apologize. I look for this in everyone I meet, my friends. If I'm going to listen to what someone has to say, even if I don't agree with them, if I notice that they are someone who's willing to admit they're wrong, I will value their opinion so much more. Just think about it. Think about the people you know in your life who never admit they're wrong. Like, what kind of people, what kind of person is that? What kind of person isn't able to apologize? Those are the people that don't learn. And how can you give credit? How can you find credibility in someone who is not willing to make adjustments, to make corrections, to repent, to acknowledge their mistakes and change and to grow? Because the way that we learn is by admitting we're wrong, is understanding when we're at fault and changing and improving. That's where progress comes from. That's where sanctification comes from. That's where wisdom, that's where obtaining knowledge comes from, is when we realize and identify where we have something wrong, where we acted incorrectly, where we did something we shouldn't have done. And being able to admit that, not just to ourselves, but to other people, allows us the ability to improve and to get better. And it allows people to trust you more, because if you never admit you're wrong, you're obviously going to be wrong in life. So there's going to be times, if you're not admitting you're wrong, that you're lying. And you are not going to be worth respect. You're not going to be a credible person if you can't admit those times that you are wrong. And fourthly, always tell the truth. And I say this, and it's obvious, a lot of you listeners are Christians. You know lying is bad. You were raised that in your household. But what I'm talking about here are those half-truths, where we leave out certain things to get away with something, where it makes us not look as bad as it should if the truth did come out. There are so many times in business where you think you could get away, and you just might get away with saying something to make yourself look better, where it's not the truth, where either you throw someone under the bus, where something goes uncorrected, or you are making a presentation or you're doing a debrief on what happened, and people don't fully understand what happens because you're leaving out parts of the truth. And you may get away with it, but in my experience, more times than not, the truth always finds you out. And when people realize that you're the type of person who is going to hold back the whole truth to make yourself look better, you're going to lose credibility. So whenever you have an opportunity, tell 100% of the truth, and even go beyond what is necessary, and make sure that things are understood, that people are on the same page as you, that you have carefully articulated the problems, and that you have taken responsibility, that you have acknowledged what were the issues were, and make sure people understand. Because even if you don't intend to leave something out or misrepresent something, people can take it that way. And they still might find you to be less credible, even though you deserve credit because you weren't trying to be dishonest. So go out of your way to be credible. So those are four tips, four things that I look for in a person to be credible. If you have any other tips or any other things you look for in a person to be credible, any examples that you have, please let me know. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. Please share the show with a friend. Really, we appreciate the support. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.